is this Anita?
Hi, yes, this is she.
Hi, Anita. My name is Jeanette. I'm calling on a recorded line about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Great. Were you or anyone you loved affected by Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with a meningioma after using Depo Provera?
Yes, I was.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. Have you already gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And then this claim is on behalf of yourself who used Depo Provera or on behalf of a family member?
No, myself.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you have not signed any legal documents obtaining an attorney regarding Depo Provera?
No, I have not signed. I mean, I can attest that I have not.
Okay, thank you. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
No, it was a brain tumor.
Okay. And the diagnosis was meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the date of diagnosis?
It was December of 2020, December 13th.
Okay, December 13th of 2020. And what is your date of birth?
April 20th, 1983.
And do you know anyone else who was affected by Depo Provera?
No,
okay.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, and did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
The brand name was Pfizer.
Okay, mm-hmm. And the injectable that you used, was it called Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or the generic?
It was Depo Provera.
Okay, thank you. And let's see, and then did you use Depo Provera? And some of these questions are a bit repetitive, so bear with me, but did
okay.
you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay, and can you confirm within that 1 year that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, and did you use Depo Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through the present day of January 2025?
Yes, I started back in 2015.
Okay.
September.
September of 2015 was when you first started using Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, when did you last use Depo Provera?
It was November 2020. I don't know the exact date, but
that's okay.
November 2020.
Okay. And then for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then I see your name here spelled A-N-I-T-A. Is that correct?
Correct.
And last name B-L-O-O-M-I-N-G-B-U-R-G?
Correct.
Okay. And then I have an email address here for you. You're abloomingberg.83@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then the phone we're speaking on is here as 773-403-6156.
Yes.
Is this a cell phone or a landline?
It is a cell phone.
Okay. And what is a good mailing address for you?
So 824 South 17th Avenue,
mm-hmm.
Apartment 2B,
mm-hmm.
And that's Maywood, Illinois, 60153.
Okay. Okay, so let me just read it back to you. 824 South 17th Avenue, Apartment 2B, Maywood, Illinois, 60153.
Yes.
Okay. And then was Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
No, my doctor.
Okay. And how many times were you injected with Depo Provera?
I was given an injection once every 3 months.
Once every 3 months. And then how many years did you use Depo Provera? We can do the math that way.
So from September 2015 to November of 2020.
Okay. So about a little less than 5 years.
Yeah, or
okay.
5 years.
Oh, yeah, sorry, 5 years. So then if it was four injections, if it was an injection once every 3 months, so four injections a year, would you say you were injected about 20 times?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera?
Dr. Scott Pierce at Gottlieb Memorial Hospital.
Gottlieb Memorial. And where did Dr. Pierce practice out of?
Gottlieb Memorial Hospital.
Okay. And what city and state was that?
Melrose Park, Illinois.
Okay. Yep, I see him here, Dr. Scott Pierce. And Gottlieb Memorial Hospital, is that on West North Ave? Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And was Dr. Scott Pierce the prescribing doctor as well, or was there a different doctor?
Of my Depo-Provera, yes.
Okay.
He was my gynecologist.
Okay. And then, so you were prescribed Depo-Provera and administered Depo-Provera by Dr. Scott Pierce. What was the pharmacy where the Depo-Provera was picked up at? Was it at the hospital?
No, it was at the doctor's office.
Okay.
He injected me.
Okay. And was that on West North Ave?
Yes.
Okay. And the pharmacy was on West North Ave at the doctor's office. Okay. And then what was the method of diagnosis for your meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both?
I had both.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed?
Okay, so that doctor who diagnosed me was Dr. Russell Knuckles, the neurosurgeon.
Okay. And where did Dr. Knuckles practice out of? Was it Gottlieb Memorial or a different?
No, it was a different hospital.
Okay, what was the name of that hospital?
Northwest Community Hospital.
Northwest Community Hospital. Okay,
so that's Arlington Heights.
Arlington Heights on West Central Road?
Yes.
Okay. Russ Knuckles with a O, right?
Russell Knuckles, so that's Knuckels.
Yep. Okay.
He was the neurosurgeon.
Yep, I see him here. Okay. Okay. Okay, and then Northwest Community Hospital, is that where you saw him out of? Was it Endeavor Health?
At the Northwest Community Hospital.
Okay. And was that on West Central, or did you see him?
No, that was at West Central.
West Central? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Let me just copy this down. Okay. Okay, and had you had a previous cancer diagnosis before this?
No.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
So they did a craniotomy surgery. They opened my brain and removed the tumor. I did radiation therapy, used high radiation beams to destroy any remaining cancer cells and to prevent reoccurrence.
Mm-hmm.
I was on radiation therapy 6 weeks, 4 to 5 times a week.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry you had to go through all of this because of Depo-Provera. Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of medicines that, you know, we instill our trust in these doctors. And
absolutely.
I mean, I get it. They're instilling their trust in the pharmaceutical companies, but who are we going to hold responsible? We got to somebody got to be here responsible. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So then, and what was the name of the doctor that treated you? Was that Dr.
The same doctor who diagnosed me? Was Dr. Russell Knuckles is the same one who treated me.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And treatment was done at Northwest Community Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. 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 And were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
I was.
Okay. When were you first hospitalized for the meningioma? Roughly what dates were those?
So it started like December 20th, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And lasted up, for, 6 weeks.
Okay.
And
let's see. Mm-hmm. So beginning February or?
So like,
end of January.
Yeah, February, like the middle of February.
Okay. Of 2021?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any copies of medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yes.
Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
I don't have, anyone.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Let me just put an A. Okay. And then, do you have an alternate phone number, or is this the best number to reach you?
This is the best number, or either that or email.
Okay. Okay. And then for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release form, what is your social?
339-844-4856.
Okay, 339-844-4856.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your first name spelled A-N-I-T-A, is that correct?
Correct.
I have your last name spelled B-L-O-O-M-I-N-G. B-U-R-G, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and I have your email as abloomingberg.83@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your date of birth as April the 20th, 1983?
Yes.
And then I have that you were diagnosed with meningioma of the brain December 13th of 2020?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and then I have, okay, I'm just making sure that I have put the right information down, and then I have your primary address as 824 South 17th Ave, Apartment 2B in Maywood, Illinois, 60153.
Yes.
Okay, and are you familiar with DocuSign?
I am. Okay. Could you please hold one moment, please? Don't hang up.
Yes.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, so Anita, I'm going to send you a DocuSign. You'll see that HIPAA-compliant medical record release form. You'll see the retainer agreement also. The attorneys work solely on contingency, which means you never pay them any money out of pocket. How they get paid is by achieving a settlement on your behalf. If they're unable to achieve any kind of settlement, you don't have to pay them any fees. You don't have to pay them any money for their time and their effort. Everything... there's no fees that comes out of the settlement, okay? So nothing comes out of the pocket ever, okay?
Okay?
And it says that in these documents. I just sent it over. Let me know when you see that text come through. I'll walk you through it. If you need any help or if anything is misspelled, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
You should see something that says Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Do you see
yes.
that? Okay,
I
perfect.
Do.
Okay, go ahead and click that. You might have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages.
Okay, yes. Okay, it says see start and sign.
Uh-huh, and then press start, and then it'll direct you to your first signature field.
Yep.
Yep, press yes. Go ahead and tap that field.
Okay. Okay, it says finish.
Uh-huh, go ahead and press finish.
Okay.
Okay, and then if you missed anywhere, it'll take you, oh, perfect, I just got the completed document back.
Yes.
So then the next step is you'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm Ben Martin. They'll be calling just to verify that it is okay to start the process of requesting medical records and that you do want to participate. Keep an eye out for their call. If you miss their call, it's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Just try and get back to them as soon as possible. Okay, Anita?
Okay, yes.
Okay. It was a pleasure speaking to you, and you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye for now.